Governor Ned Lamont has signed into law the measure that expands the candidate pool for a new state prosecutor who will investigate police misconduct. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports the ACLU of Connecticut says this is a step toward accountability.
Last fall, Connecticut's Criminal Justice Commission only considered two candidates already working in the state's Criminal Justice Division to lead the new Office of Inspector General. Those attorneys often worked with the same local law enforcement that they would be investigating. David McGuire is executive director of the ACLU of Connecticut. He says he hopes the new inspector general will be truly independent.
They have to really have autonomy and make all decisions regarding their investigations and whether and how to charge police officers. So there's a lot that still has to happen for this to work. It is the next in a line of efforts to make sure the police are held accountable when they hurt or kill people.
McGuire says the inspector general's office needs a national search, enough funding, and freedom from the influence of the chief state's attorney. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Chief State's Attorney Richard Colangelo did not return requests for comments.